Blog Talk Radio.
I can't help it when I look at you. Nothing but American dreaming. Oh, 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 oh. It's my dream.
Welcome back to Mentoring Monday. I'm Rick Tokini. This program is brought to you by Forward Women and Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. Our very special guest today is Kathy Loftman, who is a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, certified life coach, and member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Her mission is to help people see and achieve more value in the rest of their story than they've ever dreamed possible. And she has most recently written a book called Adjusted Sales. What does this make possible? Kathy, welcome to Mentoring Monday.
Thank you, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice to have you on. Fill in the gaps for us a little bit on your career journey up to this point.
It's been a fun and fascinating ride. And I think that for me, it's been some of our listeners may know of an author. They might not know her name as Laura Numeroff, but I suspect a few of them might know her books because she has a series of books that one of them is If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, and it talks about the relay of events and how if you give this to this person, then this thing will happen, and then this thing will happen, and this thing will happen. And I love those books, my grandchildren, I've probably read every single one of them multiple times to them. But what I love about the story is the fact that it demonstrates sequencing, that our choices live in our actions, and we're just going to do what's next. And that's how my career really has been, is as each thing that I've done opened up new opportunities that wouldn't have been there had I not taken the step before. And so I just keep walking through those doors. And as a result, I've been very blessed with a successful career. I've worked in the corporate arena for many, many years. I work in, I still do work in that, but you know, I'm also certified as a life coach, and I'm an author, so I have a lot of different things. But each one of those opportunities opened up because of something else that I did, and that created that opportunity.
Oh, that's a lovely journey. Who along your way has helped you develop this so-called peripheral vision so you can see things in the future and be more mindful?
I think early on in my life, I had I'm a grandmother now, but we're going back to like when I was maybe around 12 years old. There was a woman in our church I was fascinated with her. Number one, she didn't look like any of the other women. She wore makeup. She was very chic. She had a confidence about her. And yet there was something about her that everyone was drawn to her. And I loved the fact that she was different and unique, and yet everyone was still drawn to her. And I really just was fascinated by that. And she was very generous with me as a young girl and really took me in. And I got an opportunity to see how she saw the world and how she saw me. And learning from that, I learned to see myself differently and how I showed up in the world and to embrace the fact that God made us to be unique. We should not try to be like everyone else. He didn't make us to be like everyone else. I think that's what's so beautiful about the Forward a Mentoring Program is the fact that the diversity of all of the people that are in it, we're made to be the best us that we can be based on the talents and things that God's given us. But the other side of it was that meant my dad's question to me always my dad's question to me was, well, who decides? And I would like, well, Dad, you know, I gotta make this choice. I have to make this decision. Yeah, who's gonna decide? You're telling me what all these other people want you to do, but who's gonna decide? And he really forced me into that mindset of ultimately it's my responsibility. Ultimately, whatever I choose to do isn't right or wrong, it's mine. And so I think that those two things gave me confidence and then helped me understand that there was no sure thing. You just have to make a choice and go with it.
Wow. Can you imagine Kathy Loftman without those two mentors in your life, absent of all of that wisdom?
No, no. I mean, it's completely, it's shaped me, you know, and that to me is what mentoring is about and why I enjoy being mentored and why I absolutely think it's a privilege when we have the opportunity to fulfill that role for another person. When you're a mentor, you're not telling people what to do. You're shaping their view of what they need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's so powerful because long after you're not part of the conversation anymore, that gift remains. It's about how we think. You see what I'm saying? It's not just telling me what to do. If it's like I have a choice between A and B, they can give me counsel and say, well, I would do this or I would do that. But instead they're saying, well, how are you considering this? Tell me how you feel about A and B, and what do you believe would be the result? They're really teaching me how to process things. I think a lot of times coaches and other people, which are good and valuable, but they're really helping us keep our eye on the result, on the outcome. The mentor is about the process.
That's right. How do you assign time and speed to processing information today, given that some of the millennials that I advise want a quick answer and processing isn't always about speed?
Well, I think it really comes down to understanding consequence. And I think there's a lot of things in life that we can plow right through. It doesn't matter. But in the end, there are fewer and fewer of those kinds of choices. Today, it seems like there is something about almost every choice we make. I mean, I remember a day when we didn't even think twice about what we ate. We didn't worry about whether there were pesticides or there were this used in the growing of the crop or this was that. That just wasn't even part of the equation. Now, today, we have to think about all of those things, not just because we want a safer world, but because of our own bodies and our own health and the impact of all of those things. So I do think it's about education. It's about being informed. And when we are, when we invest in that, when we invest in our personal education and we invest in staying informed, then those actions of having to consider, you have a framework to do it in. If you have to build the framework every time, you'll get tired of it. You won't do it. You have to have values and something that creates the context of those decisions.
That's right. That's why I think forward is such a unique situation, especially for young protégés, mentees coming in who are without some formal leadership in their life. Tell us how we can contact Forward and join a local chapter, and individuals can find a mentor this week.
Well, I think their website is probably the best option, and I would encourage people to get on their mailing list and make sure that they are engaged with Forward on the website. They can find their local chapters. We're already in our winter session right now. We already have our pairing, but there will be one coming up in the summer. They run, I think, 3 or 4 a year. I'm always in one. I always have a mentee, so I lose track of whether it's 3 or 4. But these will come up on the calendar, and you'll have 6 weeks with your mentor. So right now we're in the middle of one, so now would be a great time to go find out about your local chapters, get on the mailing list, make sure you're getting the weekly newsletter, which is awesome, and then you'll get notified when the next session opens up.
There you go. Thanks for sharing that. And your latest book, Adjusted Sales, This Make Possible, how in the world did you come up with that title?
Well, the first part of the title comes from a Jim Rohn quote, and if any of our listeners aren't familiar with Jim Rohn, he was a success philosopher, and he taught that while you can't control the direction of the wind, you can adjust your sales. And it really is teaching what I call creative resilience. It's really about, if you know where you're headed, then everything that comes at you, you can put to work to helping you get there. And so the subtitle came from that, what does this make possible? So adjusted sales, what does this make possible, is all about when something comes into your life that's disruptive. Like when I got fired, when I lost my job of 17 years, I had to sit down and say, okay, what does this make possible? I couldn't look at what is this costing me. I couldn't look at the loss. I had to look at the opportunity. What does this make possible? And because of that, I'm a coach, I'm an author, I'm all of these things because I asked that question. It gave me the time. It opened up those possibilities for me. So it's really about possibilities. That's what it's about.
Do you mean to say that in that moment of being terminated, that might have been one of the greatest moments of your life?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Not at the time, though.
There's absolutely no question that completely, completely changed my life for the good. But here's the beauty of it, Rick. Every moment of our life is that way. Every moment of our life holds that power.
That's true.
Everything in our life holds that power. And that's the beauty of it. And when we practice that every day, we have that. So mine is, we talk about it's not what happens to you, it's how you react to it. I don't follow that thinking. I follow it's not what happens to us, it's what we create from what happens to us.
It's true.
We are meant to create. That our purpose here, we're made in God's image. That means we're creators.
That's right.
We're going to be at our most fulfilled when we are creating something.
The question, though, that we get from a lot of proteges is, how do I know to take more risk while I'm currently in my job, so I'm doing the right thing and actually unleashing my full potential and not being, a corporate soldier?
I think a lot of it comes down to, what do you think you can do outside of corporate that you can't do inside of corporate? This is one of the things that I run into when I'm mentoring all the time. Well, I want to leave corporate so I can do A. And my question is always, why aren't you doing A inside of corporate?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a question that stymies people sometimes, but it really comes down to having your springboard and being ready. I always think of it as like the relay race. The second runner has started long before the first one finishes. The way that we have these smooth handoffs in life is because we're beginning to prepare even as we're there.
That's a great analogy and metaphor. I love that. Hey, Kathy, I want to end on one final question that you and I didn't even discuss, and it's about you as a grandmother. Tell us about why being a grandparent may be your greatest opportunity.
It's certainly my favorite role of my life. I have three granddaughters. I have a daughter that wasn't supposed to make it. She was born 12 weeks early. She was very preemie, and they did not give her a lot of hope, and yet here she is, and an incredible gifted artist and lovely, lovely woman, and she's gifted me with three beautiful grandgirls. And so to me, whatever I can impart to them is my legacy. And it's not what we leave, it's what we live. And I think you don't learn that lesson really as deeply as we need to until you're looking across multiple generations. When you look into the eyes of a child that's your child's child, you get it.
Mm. What a blessing. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us on Mentoring Monday today, and we sure appreciate your wisdom and hope to have you back. This was so much fun, and we've got a lot more to talk to you about, obviously. So thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure, Rick.
We appreciate you. That was Kathy Loughman, and her book is Adjusted Sales, What Does This Make Possible? Boy, it just sounds fantastic. Hey, thanks for joining us on Mentoring Monday. We want to thank Forward Women, and you can go to forwardwomen.org to find out how to join a local chapter and become a mentor or a mentee today. And also thanks to Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards for their ongoing sponsorship of this program. Gracefully-yours.com is the site to go to for your favorite encouragement cards and even mentoring cards. I think it's right there on their homepage. So thank you to them as well. Hey, as we always say every Monday, keep talking, but listen more intently. Have a great week.